righty, let's move along.
When the owl asks who, the answer is always him. It's time for the most interesting man in the world, Fish Talk with the Duck.
That's right, kid. It's time for a little fish talk. We call him the Doc here in Outdoor Journal. His name is Gord Peiser. He is the fishing editor of Canada's premier outdoors magazine, Coast to Coast to Coast to Coast, all about hunting, fishing, camping, anything that takes place in the outdoors. They cover it. If you don't have a copy of it in your hand right now, somewhere in your vicinity, change that. Go to outdoorcanada.ca. Tell them the Doc sent you, and they'll hook you up, as it were. Morning, Doc. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, Ange. I hear you were out with Dusty.
I was out with Dusty, and we had a great time, man. Absolutely fantastic time. What a great kid, huh?
Yeah, you're right. What a great kid.
It's the only way we could put it. What a great kid. We tried to hook up with you, but you were not around.
Oh, really? I was emailing or texting back with his mom. She sent me a couple of texts and sent me a photo of you, Dusty, in the boat. And I thought that was really, really cool.
Oh, we had a wonderful time. Yeah, no, we tried to get a hold of you on the way up, just to let you know when we were going to be in the area and if you were free to come over and join us. But
I would have.
We did not get a return call.
You know what? North of Kenora, this is, you know, here we are, 2019, but as soon as you move north of the Trans-Canada, we have a huge area where the cell phone service just doesn't exist because of the hills, and it's where the tower's located out by Longbow Lake, and so we would have been fishing to the north, and it didn't come through.
It's crazy. You'd think that by now we'd have that all figured out, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you'd think it'd be satellites instead of cell towers.
Oh, for sure. Listen, I want to talk to you about something that we ran into this week, more so when we moved to Lac Seul. We were at Hawk Lake Lodge on Hawk Lake for the first leg of the adventure. But when we moved to Lac Seul, I mentioned this to Pete. I had a feeling that electronics was playing a major part in disrupting my fishing. And I see here on the notes that you've got a story about walleye and trolling motors. So we kind of maybe both experienced something that we should talk about.
Well, mine, I think, probably was a little bit different. I got a call, an email from a buddy of mine over in Timmins. And his friend was out on a river. I'm suspecting maybe there's a couple of big rivers right by Timmins there. And he's looking at his sonar, and he knew he was in safe water, like 8 to 12 feet, but he kept banging logs. And he did this, it went on and on for an hour or so. So he did what most of us would do. He was lucky enough to have an underwater camera. And he put the camera down off the front of the boat, and they were walleyes, male walleyes, spawning with the trolling motor. They were literally coming in alongside the motor, slapping the motor. And if you go on the blog I did, I posted the video, and you can see the milt streaming out underneath right alongside the trolling motor as they hit it. And all I can suspect is they saw the shape, that black shape, and they, in that murky, tannic-stained water, they thought it was a female walleye, and they must have felt the vibration from the electric trolling, and they were spawning with it.
Wow. I have to check that out, man.
It was really cool. On Outdoor Canada.
Oh, I got to check that out.
Maybe Stephen can put it up on the Fishing Canada website.
Why don't we do that? Because that is one of those unique moments in the outdoors that most of us never get a chance to see. We hear about it and say, what, is he crazy?
Yeah, but, I mean, banging into the motor. I've had muskies hit my motor, a trolling motor, and I've had pike this past winter. I dropped my transducer down a hole. And actually, I was crappie fishing and putting some small crappies if they weren't big enough to keep. And a northern came up, and it must have been chasing the crappies as I was letting them go. And it walloped the transducer. But spawning with your electric trolling motor, that's a new one.
That is insane. Wow. Listen, you posted another story that I did get a chance to read. You're claiming that Ontario has the best bass fishing on the planet.
And no question about it. And it's only one small area, southern Ontario, down where you guys are. You are within one day's drive of 100 million people. And you look across the rest of the country, you look across the rest of the world, nowhere else on earth compares to where you are right now. And it's the only area on earth that protects smallmouth bass when they spawn during the spawning season. And you tell me that's a coincidence.
That's not a coincidence, my friend.
Definitely it is not.
Yeah, and as I said, you know, having just spent the last 12 days in Northern Ontario and hearing about the stories of bass on bed and how great it is to fish for them and all that stuff, I just cringed. I just absolutely cringed.
Me too, Ange. I mean, it's not. I mean, you talk to any of the guys. I wrote about it on the blog, and I'd really encourage folks to go to OutdoorCanada.ca and read about it. If you look at any of the tournaments, when Bassmaster comes to the St. Lawrence River, and they always stay on the U.S. side, they run 90 miles down the river to run to the Kingston area. Last year at the FLW on Lake St. Clair, Michigan actually is to the north, and so they ran south to the Ontario side. When there's a tournament on Lake Erie, everyone goes to the Duck Islands. The only spots on earth that protect smallmouth bass when they're spawning, and that's where everybody goes to after the season opens.
And it just makes you wonder, doesn't it? What's the rest of the world doing?
Here's what I always say too, Ange. I talk to so many folks in southern Ontario bass guys, and they say, geez, we should open the season like you guys have got. No. And I cringe. I wish we would adopt what you have for the rest of Ontario.
Well, we got one thing right, and soon hopefully we'll have two rods for carp fishermen. That'll be two
things.
Hey,
I saw that. That's, you and I played a part of that.
Absolutely. Gordy, I got to run, my friend. Always a pleasure, and we'll talk to you next Saturday, man.
Have fun, Ange.
All right. Gord Peiser, the doc. Go check him out, outdoorcanada.ca, or just blog. He's on fishingcanada.com. He's everywhere. Yep. You can't miss him. That's it, Stephen. I got to go home and put on some of that stuff. On behalf of the entire Outdoor Journal team, Stephen Labadee, our wonderful engineer behind the board, Derek Brandale, Jessica Ellis, and of course, JW, who didn't make it the program today, our producer. Sorry about that. I'm Angelo Viola. Have a great weekend. Folks, talk to you next Saturday.